Knowing she wanted to focus on accessibility to the arts for her senior project, CVU student Julia Katanis decided to do something that's never been done before, stage a production of the musical Songs for a New World, using both hearing and non-hearing Vermont actors. Her inspirations came from a few different places. One was a fellow student she met at CVU when they both had parts in a different school play. Julia said after a couple weeks of rehearsals, she realized the other student was deaf. And here's where the seed of the idea began. For Julia's capstone project, Julia says she's setting out to integrate both Vermont's theater communities and deaf communities. Julia, first, welcome to the studio, and I'll let you pick it up from there.
So she was sort of the start for me of this look at theater for different audiences. Because for me, I started thinking, like, theater had been a huge part of my life, and it was all of a sudden this thing that wasn't as easily accessible for her as it was for me. Last season on Broadway, there was a revival of my favorite musical, Spring Awakening, and it was done in an American Sign Language version, so it was with both hearing and deaf actors so that they're accessible to both groups. It's a very touching show, but it was made so much more powerful with the integration of these artists of all different sort of cultures, different abilities, different languages, working together on stage, often to portray the same character, which just fascinated me. So I started looking specifically at deaf theater and deaf arts.
So you present this idea to do this really ambitious theater project. What did your teachers at CVU have to say?
And they said, yeah, great, I think you should do that. Let's see how we can do that. And I don't know how many schools you could say, I want to produce and direct a musical in two different languages, one of which I'm not completely fluent in yet. And I think it's going to cost, you know, thousands of dollars. And they say, great, what can we do?
So pre-production began last November. So you've got your crew, you've got your space, you've got your cast. And what show did you end up choosing to perform?
We are doing Jason Robert Brown's Songs for a New World. It has never been done in ASL before. Mm-hmm. So, you know, sign language is such a beautifully expressive language. It's really good for art in many forms because it expresses a lot of things that you really can't say in English. And they're really not super compatible languages. So the art of interpreting song lyrics from English into American Sign Language is probably the hardest part of the whole thing. We have some rehearsals where we will just sit on the stage for 2 to 3 hours and go through the script and say, what about this way? Or what about this way? And in the way that music has a certain feeling, you know, to our ear, and music has a certain pleasurability for us, it has to be the same in ASL, right? Mm. So the signs that you're choosing have to have the same visual feeling that you would get from listening to it. Really, how you're moving and how you're transitioning your hands has a lot to do with the feeling that you're conveying to the audience. Mm. So in Songs for a New World, it's not really one cohesive plot and there aren't really any cohesive characters. It's more of a song cycle that has a lot of different vignette scenes. So all the performers are man one, man two, woman one, and woman two. And specifically for this show, we have two people playing each role. So we have a singing performer and a signing performer. We have a man who is deaf, sign language was his first language, and we have a hearing performer who, you know, has never worked with the deaf community, knows no sign language, you know, is purely a singer. And these two are working, you know, very intimately together on one single character. Having two people trying to portray one character that don't even really properly speak each other's languages, can't always properly communicate in the way that they would like to, has really been fascinating to see sort of how, like, we as humans, A, use art as a form of communication in a way that they can, through the scene, really work together and become this harmonious character, even though they don't speak each other's languages. It is really, really fascinating to watch for me, sort of as a director, and see how they interpret together without just having a conversation like we normally would. The whole show will be performed in ASL. For me, as a director, thinking about blocking it, I'm always thinking about, how do I make sure that the people that are signing in this number are most visible?
Yeah.
Because at any point, you have to be able to see enough, you know, basically their torso up and their hands, because any audience members that are deaf are going to need to see it, have a constant view of them, which you don't always have when you think about theater. So that's something you have to consciously make a choice of. There are a few parts of the show where we're hoping to have sort of some projections of important lines or areas that are just signed and not spoken by the speaking or singing performer counterpart. Our lighting designer is working specifically on using lights to convey beat or timing of music. We have a huge age diversity. Our cast ranges from 15 years old to 55 or something. And on the spectrum, too, we have a girl who is both singing and signing in the production who is completely deaf but has cochlear implants, speaks completely fine and hears completely fine. It still presents its own challenges. And we have one of the signers in the production is a coda, which is a child of a deaf adult. her first language was American Sign Language, not English, because she grew up with two deaf parents. There's just such this like breadth of people that we get to work with every night when we're rehearsing. It's what I want theater to be, you know? I think our huge goal for this project was Vermont has such a powerful arts community, but there's not a whole lot of sort of newer theater, integrative theater. I want the production to be more than just accessible. I really want it to be representative. To actually have the people in the show and to have these characters represented as someone who is more like you is a much more powerful experience, and it's a lot more empathetic. You know, when you can see yourself reflected in art, it's a lot more powerful.
That's CVU senior Julia Katanis talking about her capstone project, the musical Songs for a New World, on stage next weekend at Flynn Space for both hearing and non-hearing actors and audiences. Find a full transcript of this conversation, plus a photo collage and videos at vpr.net.